Rafa, 2-0 win away from home and you're top of the table. It's been a very good night.
Yeah, really good, but because the team was performing really well. It was a very professional performance. We needed to work hard. We needed to be strong physically against a good team that they were pushing and pressing all the time. And we did it in the first half. We scored the goal in the second half. We had more time on possession and we could play in a different way and we had more chances. So really pleased because we did what we have to do.
5 away wins this season, keeping it tight at the back and then waiting for your opportunity. And in Dwight Gale, you've got someone who really knows where the net is.
Yeah, I will not say that we were just waiting for our opportunity. I think that we were looking for a chance, a good chance, but they were pushing in the first half very hard. They were strong physically and still they have fresh legs and they were pushing and pushing, so it was difficult to play in the way that we played in the second half. The difference was the second half, more space, more time, and when you have a player so clinical like Dwight, then you can score goals.
It looks like he's enjoying himself in this team and they create chances for him and he's delivering.
Yeah, I think that the team as a team was playing well, creating chances, not just for him, but he's the one that can take the chances and his job is to be there, fight with the centre-backs and after, if has a chance, try to score. So now he's on fire and he's happy and everybody's happy with him.
And you had nearly 6,000 fans here. What would you say about the level of support you got from the Newcastle fans tonight?
The fans has been amazing from the beginning. So since I came here, I could feel the passion and the support. The main thing for me, when we play away, is so clear that they can make a difference. Now we have to be sure that we have this support from 52,000 every weekend at home, and it will be even better for everyone.
Jonjo Shelvey looks like another player who's very happy at the moment, Rafa. Is it important to keep him playing, keep him in the side and use his qualities like that rather than bring him in and out?
No, I think it's important to be sure that if he plays, he's fine. So if you have to change a player, it's not because they are not playing well. The other day, Colback and Ajoce, they play really well and we changed. We put Hayden and Diame because we needed some physicality. But if we have to change Jonjo because he's not fine, we can do it. Or if he's tired, we can do it. But at the moment, he's okay. He's training well. You can see the last minute, still he has some legs. So that is important because he has the quality and he physically is fine. We can keep playing him.
How significant is it to go top of the table tonight?
It's much better than to be in another position, but still it's too early. So I'm sure that the players, the fans, they will enjoy, but we have to be sure also that the next game we will be ready and no complacency, and then because it's a long race. It was a long race before this game, it still is a long race after this game.
You must feel, though, with the quality of the squad you have, it's possible, unlikely I know, but possible you could be top of the table between now and the end of the season.
Hopefully we can be top of the table after the next game, and then after we will see the other one game at a time.
Just finally, can I just ask, I mean, a lot of people said in the summer, didn't they, Rafa Benitez, what does he know about the Championship? What does he know about Championship football? You feel you're answering those questions now?
To be fair, I was not worried because I was in second division in Spain, so and I have some experience in another country, but in the same division. And I am someone that is coming from the academy football, so I don't have any problem to go here and try to do my best as a coach because that is your profession.
Rafa, did you have to see anything at half-time because it was a pretty even first half?
Yeah, we knew that could be like this, but at the same time I told my players, listen, if they have energy, we'll be like this. So we have to keep going, be sure that we don't make mistakes, and we will have our chances and we will score goals. We did it, and in the end it was more open, and we had more chances because they needed to take more risk, and then we have more space.